What's up, everybody? This is Pepper today, hosting the show because, yeah, we're going to run things right for once.
I hate change.
Oh, whatever. Too bad. Fucking change.
Jester, come back.
Change is always obviously needed, okay? So, Pepper's running the show today. So, how is everybody doing?
It was fine until Pepper started running the show today.
Whatever. This is going to be the funnest show ever.
Yeah. I think so.
We'll see. It's going to be an awesome show.
Because for today, I get to be Pepper.
Oh, no. Nobody could be Pepper.
Obnoxious?
Yes.
You better be nice.
You don't talk to me like that.
Rivera now?
You guys don't tell me how to do things, okay? I am the host. I say what the fuck goes. So, I didn't like your little segment you guys did last week about me. So, I'm going to be in charge.
It wasn't really a segment. It was more like an impromptu, like, rant. Hilarious.
Like, yeah. Pepper's not there, but we got to still talk about her. You guys love me, don't you?
Don't you feel appreciated? If you didn't notice, I didn't talk about you at all.
Yes, you did. You did mention one thing, and I love it. It was a good thing, so...
The fact that you drink Four Loko is not a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's telling the truth. He's not lying. So it's a good thing. So anyways, back to Pepper. So today, guys, did you hear the story? Because I want to talk about that Lyft driver. Did you guys see it or no? What do you mean, which one? The one that threw that damn model out the car.
He had his reasons.
No, he didn't. No man should
ever
do that.
She was so fucking long and skinny. It looked like he was throwing a javelin.
She even
said
it. He's
getting ready for the summer games.
She was like, I was thrown out like a rag doll. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, are you serious?
I know that's fucked up to laugh, but still, like, that...
She was probably being obnoxious.
Probably. Because when they said, I was watching the video, and TMZ covered it right away, and... They were getting her side of the story, right? And so...
Well, there's no side to his. Like, we saw what he did. There's no... Like, he can't defend that.
I'm sure there... like Cookie said, he probably had his reasons.
Yeah.
But, well, when they interviewed her, she was like, oh, well, we were just listening to music and having a fun time. And I'm like, oh, I know what that means. That means they were being obnoxious as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, he was just being rude, though, she said. In the beginning to her when she came in the car and she was playing music, they were having their jokes or whatever, and he told her to turn the music down. She didn't, so he picked her up and threw her out the car along with her stuff, and then you see two other people walking out.
You don't gotta go home, but you gotta get the fuck out of here.
And the traffic stops, and all these cars get off to help her, of course, because she's this tiny little person. Yeah. So, you got this big old Lyft driver. Yeah. Not allowed to say is the nationality, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Because then it would be a racist thing. So, yeah, we're just going to stick to a big driver, Lyft. Big Lyft driver, yeah.
What?
Are you here today, Cookie, or what the fuck? Because we could just, like, yeah.
You need to talk.
I missed you. I missed your mouth. I miss it moving.
Phrasing. Are we not saying phrasing anymore?
Yeah.
What's phrasing?
I didn't mean to derail your little tirade.
You know what? Anyway, so I'm very upset about last week's segment because I really would love to do that therapy thing.
Anyway.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Start. Go for it. Why not?
What do you have to rant about?
Oh, a lot of things. But we can't rant about those.
Well, why don't you just do two then? Pretend you took out the post-it and it was yours.
Oh, wow. That person's not here today to hear that, so I'm not going to talk about him behind his back.
Guitar guy listens to the show. It's okay.
My guitar guy. That was not nice what you said about my Sweetwater here.
Sweetwater?
Can you see it, guys? Sweetwater. This is what I drink every day, and they want to talk shit.
15% alcohol by volume?
No. I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm getting older.
What's in that mug?
A lot older.
Coffee.
With?
Coffee.
Irish coffee?
Milk. No, it's Russian.
Ah, is it a white Russian?
It's a Russian cream in your face.
Yes.
You want some?
No, I'm good.
Oh, boo. So anyways, guys, how's everything going with your lives? I haven't talked to you.
It's going all right.
Good, good. Anything interesting to say?
Nope, not really.
God, you're so fucking boring. What is wrong with you?
What's right with you?
Everything.
Nothing.
You are so nothing. Not talkative today, Cookie. I don't appreciate this because I'm hosting today. Are you jealous?
Coincidence? I think not.
Well, next week we'll let you be the host.
I don't want to be the host.
I love you. Anyways.
I want things the way they were before.
So anyways, back
funny.
To me.
Yeah.
Back to Pepper.
Interesting.
Very much so.
Back to the Pepper Show.
Now going off on a tangent.
Oh, please.
Remembering where we left off.
Since I'm in charge, it's going to call the Pepper Show today. So, Pepper segment, we're talking
in
about.
In that case, shouldn't you have apologized to the audience in advance?
Fuck no. Yeah. Fuck no. If you don't like what I have to say, please
damage
tune the
control
fuck.
Blunch.
Tune out if you don't like it. Tune the fuck out. Don't listen.
You the FCC's already pissed and we haven't even posted the show.
I'm entitled to my own opinion and freedom of speech.
Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm going to be running
well,
for president, guys.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to know what's new with me?
Nope.
Cookie!
What?
Say yes.
I guess so.
Okay. So I'm going to be running for president soon.
Oh, God.
Yes. We need to put this shit in motion.
What's your running slogan? What are you going to do about it, Essa?
Do about it, Essa. Yeah, they don't like it. That's what they're going
to
get told.
I'm moving to Canada.
Fucking bye.
Make America ghetto again.
Hey, we got to do something because obviously this shit ain't working, you know? Come on.
Four Loko's going to sponsor her campaign.
What and Marlboro Smooth.
Hell,
what
yeah.
Can Ford do for you?
Fuck that. 7-Eleven's going to sponsor my ass. They're all over, so I'm going to.
India doesn't care about the presidential elections.
My 7-Eleven friends do. They love what I have to say to them every morning.
Which is
whatever
where
I have to
Where are the
Four
Loko's
about.
At?
I'm like, hey, what's up, friend? How you doing?
That's not true. She knows exactly where they're at.
Yeah, you don't got to. When they don't have my flavor, that's when I'm pissed. I'm like, you did not order that this week or
She's
what?
She's like, what, you mean I have to go in the stock like, room and get it myself?
Yeah, like, fucking put in an order already. Come on. Yeah, they know me already.
Have they ever not had it in stock?
No, they know best.
Yeah, there was that one day that she went out that drinking binge and wiped them all out.
Oh, when I didn't find a flavor for a little bit, yeah, and I didn't know what to drink. I just drank beer, but...
What's your alternative flavor?
I don't have one at the moment.
Dick.
What?
Go on.
No, that's
Tell
not...
me more.
No, that's not my flavor. Dick. They should make that flavor, though, imagine.
Oh,
Four Loko Dick. Wow, that's awesome. I'd buy that.
Sold. I bought that.
Sold in the Castro District.
They have that? Where do they have that at, Cooks?
The Castro District.
Get me one next time.
Maybe.
So anyways, talking about me again. Back to, I'm going to be president. Yeah, because you want to hear what I need to put into motion.
Nope.
Why?
Your walker.
Oh.
Your crutches.
No.
Your cane.
Your wheelchair.
Your wheelchair. No, I don't have a wheelchair, but Jester does because he's going to be turning 40 soon, and it's out there. It's
Aren't
out
you going to be 40
fake
as well?
News.
No, I'm going to be 39.
Hashtag fake news.
Hashtag no. My lies are real.
I'm going to be 40 so fucking what, but I don't have a wheelchair. I don't need one. I'm still fit.
We'll see about that.
I ride my bike.
Fit for what?
Fit for the old age coming up.
The nut house.
She's a little dick.
Yeah. Fit for some dick.
Up in my mouth.
Up in all the holes.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
That's the nasty rice and beans. That's the after hours. Shh. Anyways. So. Sorry, I'm hungry.
So, back to your presidential.
Yeah, so, okay. What do you guys.
Camping.
Yeah. So I think we should tax the rich, who the fuck gives a shit, and who the fuck knows a billionaire. Like, seriously, like, why are people fucking, oh, no, don't tax the rich, fuck the, da, da, da. Fuck that. Tax their asses. We need more money. For the poor.
Ow.
For the I had poor. To slap you because the way you were looking at me.
I'm not for that because I'm not poor, so what am I going to get
no,
out of that?
No, you are in the poor line, though, but... You're not poor, but, like, you're in the poor line. Because, yeah, you don't want to get taxed more, do you?
No, but...
That's
if it's, if there's got to be like some kind of middle, right? Because if there's like people like us that are in the middle, we're like, we're not living on the street. I mean,
the purgatory of politics.
You're not living on the street, but
but we're also like, not like super filthy rich either. So then, like, you know what I mean? That's just like, what's in it for me kind of thing.
Are you comfortably living? Like, would you like, wouldn't you like say, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, I don't know, wouldn't you want more and like less taxed?
But isn't that what, that's what's happening now?
No, it's not happening now because the rich don't get fucking shit. They should be taxed at 60%, I think. Mm-hmm. More.
Why 60%?
Because.
That's how old you're going to be?
Fuck you.
That's, no, I'm not. That's the highest, that's the biggest number she knows?
Mm-hmm. No, I know all the numbers.
All of them. Every single one of them. Fucking the
infinite amount of numbers.
In English and Spanish.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You want me to say them?
Go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, nope. Seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. That's so, it. Nah, just kidding.
So taxing people?
Yeah, like, I think that, come on. You know what? I don't like this segment right now because you guys are not talking or making jokes. Or you guys are not doing nothing besides
staring.
We are
making jokes. You're just not getting them.
No.
And that's not our problem.
You're going to be so pissed when somebody explains a lot of these later.
You're a fucking idiot.
Ouch.
Cookie.
What?
I don't like you today.
Ditto.
Whatever, I'm done. You guys can take over.
I'll get over it.
Well, when I become president, I will for sure get you out of this country.
Promise.
How?
I have the right. If I'm president, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
If that were true, there'd be a wall up right now.
Well, he's trying, but he's just not succeeding.
Look at her with that he's trying to do the right thing attitude.
He's trying, but he's just not succeeding. I don't know.
No shit.
Well, he should have thought about that before he started blabbing his mouth about what he's going to do.
He should have thought about that before he fucking ran.
Yeah. He makes all these promises and nothing, but I'm going to make sure if I make these promises, there are.
She's
going
like,
to
fuck it,
through.
America's already used to it. Oh, I may as well just slide right in there and give them what they're used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, there's your running slogan. You've tried the best. Now try us.
Fuck you.
Watch your fucking mouth.
What do you. I can't watch my mouth. Anyways, back to me.
Oh.
What? You mean, you want to talk? Do you want to say something?
Nope, not at all.
Do we have an opinion?
Not at all.
Good job, Cooks. Good job. Likewise. I mean, wait. Not likewise. What is in this? There's a little Russian in here. He's getting me drunk.
Easy, comrade.
I wish a Russian came in there.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, back to Cookie.
What's up?
Come on, talk about your life or something. It's interesting, right?
You're supposed to be leading the show.
Well, it's kind of boring because you guys are just like blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
So,
blah.
Yeah. I think that Cookie, because he's more interesting than me, he says.
That is not true at all. We are not just blah, blah, blahing. You're
yeah,
just
you are.
Not understanding
We're giving
our
you
jokes.
Gold.
No, because I had an idea earlier.
An idea?
Idea. You want to spell it for you? I-D-E-A.
I want you to, but I doubt you're going to be able to.
I said I-D-E-A. I-D-E-A. I need some more milk.
Wow. It's like,
can you imagine if I fucking leaked alcohol?
Oh my god. I think a lot of us are surprised that you don't.
Fuck, oh my god, I would be rich if my boobs were made of alcohol. I'd be like,
you know what? That reminds me of, yeah. I saw this article, this lady that was like fucking making money. She wore the, like, this clear, like, bra or whatever. It basically was like a bladder, and like there were straws in the nipples, so they like people were like drinking liquor out of her like fucking liquor bra.
Her tit?
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Some beach somewhere.
Oh, gives me idea to make money.
Do it.
Four Loko shots. Psh, psh, psh.
They're gonna be like, ma'am, ma'am, can you please go? Can you please just leave?
Who wants this shot in their mouth? Psh, psh. Mm-hmm. I can work in
that
teacher.
Should be your presidential slogan.
Yeah. What?
Who your wants campaign a slogan? Who wants a shot in your mouth?
Oh, that would be fun. Who wants a shot in your mouth? How many people would sign up? I'd be the only one.
Jasmine and Cookie?
Maybe.
Cookie, you would do that?
Probably not.
You would support me?
Probably not.
He's like, fuck no, bitch. Not what's coming out of those tits.
Uh-uh.
He's like, your bra doesn't even do that. Why would I?
I have a pretty bra on right now. It's so pretty. It's blue.
As will you.
Red, white, and blue. I'm for America. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, we gotta we gotta make America great again. Fuck it, put pepper. Why not?
America ghetto again.
Greater, ghettoer, same shit.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
I don't like your attitude today.
I don't like your attitude.
I'm gonna go to Wild Bill's. Where's this at?
Comic-Con.
Old-fashioned soda pop. That's what I'm drinking, an old-fashioned soda pop with some milk.
Delicious.
When those old fashions first came out, when she tried them, they were called new fashions.
Fuck you.
They were just called fashions.
No. No, they weren't. Okay.
That means you're old.
No, I'm not old. I'm young, very young.
She was also gonna say how fucking old she was too.
I'm not that old. I don't want to talk about my age. That's not irrelevant right now. We're not talking about that.
It's not relevant.
Relevant. Irrelevant. Relevant.
Oh my God.
What is the difference? Can you educate me, mister? I want to be educated by Cookie. Tell me, please.
Relevant means it's relevant. It's of importance. Oh, irrelevant means it's not of importance.
Relevant means relevant. And irrelevant. Why wouldn't I say that? Oh no, you need to find another word to describe it.
Like, he does. It was just funny.
No, Cookie, give me the definition.
Of importance. I said of importance.
Okay.
Relevant.
Irrelevant.
There you go. You got it.
You don't talk to me like that. My chip went.
Now you know. We need that. We really need that fucking star thing. I gotta find an animation.
It's time to drink some sweet water. You're supposed to always drink water after alcohol. Yeah, it's good. Anyways, so.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about your presidential campaign.
Yeah, I don't
want to
talk about my presidential. I don't want to talk about my president, whatever, that I'm going to sign up for right now.
Well, I mean, you're steering the ship, so we're just kind of along for the ride.
Oh, well, we're crashing.
You noticed that too, huh?
Well, because nobody said about me hosting today. But, yeah, I guess I am.
A little bit.
But you guys don't want to help me out.
Well, they haven't started talking about it.
You guys want to be fucking dicks right now.
Well, they haven't started talking about it yet.
Well, every time I talk about it, I'm getting responses like I'm reading a book to two kids and they're falling asleep. Like, yeah.
Target audience.
So, back to you guys. Talk, speak. That's my demand to you. Run the show. Boom. Both you guys. Who could run it better? Yeah, I'm hosting, so I'm demanding.
Jester, back in the driver's seat.
No, speak and speak.
All right, enough of that shit.
Yeah.
So, finally. That was awful.
How dare you, you little bitch.
He was being nice.
You don't talk to me like that. It's Friday.
He said it was awful. He was being nice.
He did, huh? You didn't say it was hideous.
So what'd you think? How did it feel to be me for a day? For a day, not even a day, you lasted. I'm looking. Hold on. Let me look at the counter. Let's see how long you've lasted.
20 minutes and 37 seconds.
Longer than you, probably.
I don't know about that.
Anyways.
You lasted exactly 20 minutes.
I didn't have to experience being gestured to answer that question. I could have said, I know, and I would never be gestured. Like, fuck no. That's no. Not me. I'm Pepper all the way. Yeah. And never be nobody else.
And who is that? Who's Pepper?
I'm Cookie sometimes on the weekends when I want to act like a little slut.
Fuck yeah.
But never jester.
A hole's a hole.
Mm-hmm. You need two pipe dreams and a letter for that.
That's right.
I love you, Cookie.
Aww.
You're inviting me to your wedding, right?
Nope.
Yes, you are. I don't care. I'm going to show up.
I'm not going to tell you where it's at.
Oh, honey, I'll find it.
I highly doubt that.
Are you inviting Jester?
She's a,
yes.
Then she's I'll a, find out.
I'm family. I'm automatically invited.
Well, then it's I'll true. Find out. I'm his guest.
Shannon?
She's his wife. Or he... That's his wife.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's his and one.
Yeah. Plus one, two.
No.
He's not going to give a plus two. He's a plus one.
You never count the significant. Come on. You
Daniel's got, invited.
Well, so when they say guest, you could bring your significant and a guest. Because they're like automatically tied to you. So yeah.
Squanto's invited.
What? Then I'm invited.
No, he doesn't get a noun one.
Whoa. Invited, but your friend can't come.
Oh. Well, guess what? I guess it's just me showing up and not him then.
Yeah. She's gonna go in blackface and say that she's him.
No, I'm gonna go as dressed like Pocahontas.
Were you gonna tell me he grew out his hair?
Yes, that's racist.
With my little feather, and I'm gonna shoot a boat right down the middle of the church. Psh, don't do it.
You know what? We're gonna next couple of weeks, we'll or maybe we'll just put it on social media. We'll get a bunch of clips together of Pepper, and we'll call the game kind of racisty or just me.
It's just me. It was born in my blood. Just to tell it like that's not being racist. If I'm speaking about what the obvious is, that's not being racist. Like I'm pointing out the obvious. That's all it is. It's not racist.
Guess who's not afraid to address the elephant in the room, huh? Yeah.
No, black is black. That's
is that a fat joke?
You see a dark shadow.
It's not a very good one.
Black,
yeah.
Right? You see a dark shadow, it's black. Like, you're not going to call it a shadow. Like, black. Black is black. White is white. That's it. I'm not racist.
Yeah, you are.
It's their fault.
Kind
that
of a little bit. I
it's
mean,
their fault that they do the stupid shit that they do, and they get talked about. Like,
wow.
I mean, what?
In our next installment of Kind of Racisty or Just Me.
Want some sweet water?
No, I'll pass.
If you were any more racist, you'd be like those fucking rednecks on Maury or Jerry Springer.
My God, that's disgusting. I'm not
she was
that
a slutty KKK member
oh
for Halloween.
Oh, my God. I'm not... I like black people. I'm not against them. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to call it like it is. Like, if they do something, like...
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I call you like you are.
Precious, adorable.
Yes, sweet, no. Innocent, and oh. So cleanly, and all that, yeah. Doesn't burn, all that.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Penicillin.
Penicillin?
Penicillin.
Yeah, that's good for sore throats.
Because unlike you, he believes in going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, I go to the doctors. Penicillin helps sore throats.
Noted.
Penicillin. That's going to be your prescription for the week.
Yes.
2,000 milligrams.
At least.
So what other topics did you have? Let me see if I can make them work.
What are you talking about? Oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry. The original host didn't come up with anything? What? I came up with a lot of stuff, but you don't want to talk about it, so.
Go on. I did. I was kind of. I was interested. That's why I suggested you go ahead and try it.
He's lying, huh?
I don't know.
He's lying. Why don't you talk about it?
How bad could it be?
It's not bad.
Let's hear a couple of them.
No.
I did an option to be host. Go.
I didn't even fucking even choose.
Stop yelling.
Fuck. I didn't even choose to be host myself, Cookie. So, yeah. I just had topics.
Hot topics.
Hot topics. I had intel. You want some?
No.
You want a shot in your mouth?
No. I'm lactose.
Whatever. You guys are boring today.
You're boring.
I'm the one only talking. You guys are boring because you have nothing to say. Nobody. I'm the only one blabbing about bullshit.
I was looking forward to a show where I got to be you.
Because you guys are not even interacting.
With... Wait, who the fuck were we talking to then?
Fuck checker, right? Indian boy, right? Like, are they interacting with me? No.
If we're bringing in another topic, I have one.
Like, I think me and fuck checker had a great podcast show going on earlier with our topics.
I think that men can spit on anyone, like, you know, jacking off, like they can just like chew it up, right?
Yes.
Women, we should have ability to just shoot men in the face when we want to with our
squirt
in their face.
Lactate. I think we should lactate on command when we want to, like how your dick gets hard. We should fucking lactate. We should be able to squirt you back.
Yep. You want to squirt me, I'm going to squirt you. Mm-hmm. It should.
I agree.
Yep. Squirt me, I'll squirt you back. That's the way it goes.
Squirt me and I'll squirt you back.
Yeah, that's... Oh, what song was that?
I don't know.
Oh, what is it? Well, who sang that song? Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
You're going to have to rework.
I don't know. I'm not that old.
Yeah, you are. You're just as old. If anything, you're a month older.
So that would make you how old?
29.
Plus 10?
39 years younger.
Two people old enough to vote. Plus one.
39 years young and younger. And I'm Clatchit. I'm not Ratchet no more.
Oh, what's Clatchit?
Clatchit is a little bit of classy and a little bit of Ratchet. Mm-hmm. Clatchit. Yep, learned that from my show the other day.
Sounds like a venereal disease. She's got the clatchet.
Ew, that's not the claps. It's called clatchet.
It kind of does, though.
Yeah. No, she's clatchet. It's pretty. Anyways, is anybody going to talk?
What did you catch from Pepper? Clatchet.
Clatchet.
She's the worst.
She gave me that clatchet shit.
Congratulations, you just made up a new venereal disease.
Fuck it, why not? People make up genders for their sexual being. I'm going to be a fucking... What was that one pansy one? That pansy one.
I got the title for this episode. How many people can Pepper piss off at once?
Pansexual. Like, are you kidding me? We've been calling you pansies for years, and now you want to add pansexual? Like, you should just went by pansies. Like, come on. Right?
No.
Yeah. No. Well, I got a different...
Wait, what's pansexual again?
It's when they go with a woman and they go with a man. Like, no, they go with everything. A transgender, a man and a woman. But I'm like, isn't that bisexual? Because transgender, like, yeah, they have both, whatever. That's the best of both worlds for some. Right?
I don't know. That just kind of sounds like a lack of standards and being lazy.
Well, like, why do they call pansexual?
Yeah, you'll do. Come on.
Just call it bi.
Pansexual is categorized as, you know, you like anything, whether it's a male or a female.
Or both.
But then again,
basically anything with a pulse.
Whether you're a pansexual, both. You're either going to be considered gay or lesbian.
Yeah, like, when did all this stuff come out? Like, fucking either you're gay or you're straight. That's it. That's it. There's no pans or whatever else they have.
Pots.
They have another one?
No.
What? What'd you say?
Spoon sexual. They get turned on by flatware.
Ladle sexual.
What do you call the donkey one?
Pepper.
Whatever. Pepper sexual. Let's do
Jackass
that one.
Jackass sexual.
Mm-hmm. Pep sexual. Anyways. But yeah, I think that's really dumb that they come out with that shit.
That's how you catch Clatchit.
Clatchit.
And I learned all these things right now that I just said by my favorite show of all, Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. Yep. Some gay guy just got slapped. I was like, damn. You guys got to watch it. Seriously.
I'll pass.
Why? It's a good show. It's not about gays. It's just about
people. What channel is it on?
VH1.
I'm not that old.
Too ghetto for you? It's not an old show.
It's an old people channel.
Cookie.
What?
Watch it.
No.
Please?
No.
On your wedding night?
Like, I've watched VH1 before, but then it's like, how many times can you watch I Love the 80s before it gets old?
No! Right? VH1 has so many good shows now.
I Love the 90s?
No. They don't even have... It's not music. It's all, like, reality
Neither
shows.
Neither is MTV.
It's all reality shows. It's good shit.
I'll date myself once. You remember when MTV used to actually play music videos?
Back in the
day.
Oh,
yeah. TRL and shit.
Which was a Wednesday.
Like, TRL, all the time music videos. Carson. They had shows that where they just played music videos.
I always
videos.
Liked that fucking parent control thing.
Total Request Live, TRL.
That thing where they put their parents and they have to judge who you can date. Oh, yeah. I was like, please don't.
I think she totally missed the point of that.
What?
Sweet 16.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about MTV when they just played music videos, and then you're like,
it's
boring. I liked it when they played the parental control.
I like parental control. I like shows. I don't like music. Sorry.
Yeah, we know. We've heard the bullshit you listen to.
Fuck you. Chris Brown is not bullshit. That's some real shit right
Never
there.
Never heard
That's
of her.
Wife beater
That's
wife-beater shit.
That's some... I don't give a fuck. It gets your panties wet. It's some real shit.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Gets mine.
She's the same way about Bobby Brown.
Fuck no, Bobby Brown. No. Bobby Brown had nothing. Maybe Keith Sweat. He had some good music.
No.
Oh, come on. What do you listen to when you're doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your music? Keith Sweat doesn't turn you on?
No.
Oh, you're not a slow one, huh? You're like...
It's a small world, does.
Huh?
It's a small world.
Oh.
Yeah. The theme song to the Golden Girls.
I can't tell you what I listened to because your mom said...
Oh, shut your fucking mouth.
Your mom said that I wasn't to repeat that stuff that she was saying.
Don't tell tales out of the bedroom.
I don't need to hear what
while
the fuck
we were on the air.
You and my mom listen to. I don't want to know. You guys are disgusting.
I listen to her talk. That's what I
listen
to.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Why, she talks to you?
Oh, yeah.
He's a shoulder to lie on and a penis to suck.
Oh, my God.
No, she talks during sex. That's what I listen to. She hears some of the shit she says.
You're so gross.
Pepper this, pepper that.
It's really fucking disturbing, but
all he hears about is
super
pepper.
Hot at the same time.
He's like, that bitch needs to fucking get that hollow.
When is
Shut
she
your
moving
mouth.
Out?
Never. When are you dying?
She said, I'm not going to make her move out so that you and I can keep having sex on her bed while she's gone.
Stupid. And then when my dad walks in, you can be like, oh, he's here for Liz. Oh, for Pepper. Stop talking about my mom. He's here for that little slut. Stop talking about my mom. I don't want to talk about her no more. We get along right now, so we're good.
Right now?
Yeah.
We've always gotten along.
I don't
really
want to call. I don't want to call you my dad. Okay, can you imagine if I'm like, Dad, can I have some money?
Here's an answer you're used to. No,
bitch, get yourself a job.
Exactly.
I do have one, Dad, but I have bills to pay. I got dealers to pay.
Better reactivate that sugardaddies.com account.
7-Eleven credit only goes for so long. Whatever. I'll never call you my dad.
Whatevs.
You don't have to. It's fine.
I'll never say that. I don't even call my dad my dad. I'm like,
call
hey.
Call him daddy.
Ew, no.
Papa?
Do you say that word? Please tell me you don't. Please.
No.
You do, huh?
Sometimes.
Oh, I can't associate with you.
Daddy.
It just disgusts me.
I can smell the ass and semen on your breath.
Really? I haven't had any for a long time, so. Yeah. Oh, let's vent. He's gone.
This ought to be good.
So, we're
the floor is yours. Yeah.
Woo, back to hosting. So anyways, guys.
Hosting?
Yeah.
This is a segment we call Face My Wrath. Pepper, yeah. As you were.
So if I were to pick out a fucking thing from the hat thing that you said earlier. Mm-hmm.
The bowl.
My God, I want to vent about how my little Indian is such a jerk. He doesn't have sex with me. Who the fuck would want to fuck me? Like, am I that bad?
I mean,
I know you because you deserve, you have a different preference. But if you were straight, please tell me. You wouldn't fuck me?
Nope.
You're lying. Nope. Yes, you would. Because I see the way you look at these tits. Just kidding. Anyways.
Fucking easy buffalo pill. Would you fuck me? I would fuck me.
Yeah.
We're going to come in the next podcast. She's going to, like, fucking have it, well, not tucked back, but, like, pretending like she's tucking it back and, like, fucking dancing with a goddamn shower curtain.
And we're back. So what were we talking about?
What weren't we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about a lot of things.
You were talking about holdouts?
Yeah. How my sadness... My vagina is having its own funeral right now.
Because it finally succumbed to all the STDs or what?
Yeah.
It threw in the towel. It's like, I'm done fighting. Fuck it. It's not worth it.
It's like,
it
bitch.
It got the clatchet.
Bitch, you're old. Ooh, clatchet.
She caught the clatchet and there's no coming back from that.
It's like
no fuck more. AIDS. Oh, yeah. You got clatchet. Oh, fuck.
I don't have clatchet. I am clatchet. But anyways, yeah, my vagina is like no zero. More. My vagina is like dying.
We're not like, disagreeing.
It's like in a coma. You need to wake it up.
Let it be.
My vagina. No, fuck no.
Did it go on strike? It was finally said, fuck it. Too much. We want equal pay or what?
Oh my God, imagine. We're putting in all the work here, bitch. All you're doing is laying there. We're the one getting poked.
The lips are like, hell no, we want equal pay.
We put just as much work in as those pussy lips.
Right?
Tell me. Don't even get me started on butthole.
And we want a chance to vote.
Don't worry, vagina. You'll get your pay when I become president. Oh, my God.
That's going to be one of her running platforms. No vagina will be unpaid.
Equal pussy pay.
Oh, for the hookers. Hell yeah. Nope. Yep.
Equal pay for pussies.
You know what? Like, seriously, like, I think that they should have its own pay. What, hookers or prostitutes, whatever. That should get paid. And then the person, like, that's double.
They put, like, the little credit card slot, the chip reader.
Sex work is work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not reading your chip today. Like, fuck. No, yeah. But, yeah, they put in just as much work. But mine's isn't putting in any work these days.
We didn't want to say anything, but...
I know. That's why I'm so, like, not lost. And I can't host
going
the show.
Going through the change?
Yeah. Change of life. Change of vagina. Whatever.
You're the menopause banshee.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine... Fuck no. I really
can't imagine. It is.
No.
We don't have to imagine. We're looking.
You know, people in jail are... Women in jails are getting more sex than me. That's bullshit. I'm gonna go to jail.
I'm surprised you're not there right now.
Oh, man. You beat me to it.
they don't want to take me. I'm like, please.
They're like, nope, nope, nope. You're their problem still.
Right? I'm always doing illegal shit, but nobody fucking catches me or does anything. I'm like, fuck.
This is a confession.
She's like a teenager trying to get caught.
And I don't. Like, what the fuck? That's bullshit.
Mommy, daddy, pay attention to me.
Notice me. Take my hand.
Oh, don't say that word, though.
Daddy, what?
What did I tell you about saying that word?
Daddy.
How do you have middle child syndrome?
I don't have middle child syndrome. Cookie. I am the youngest.
I have it.
I'm the only one.
It's pretty
one.
Bad.
I'm the only child.
Only child?
Yep.
The only one they haven't figured out how to get rid of yet, or what?
The only child they never wanted.
I no. won't debate that.
I'm the child. I am a child, and I'm not the middle one.
No argument.
Yeah.
I'm the young one, and then, yeah, whatever.
Are you the oldest, youngest?
No,
what?
I'm the youngest. My brother's the oldest, the baby that gets the world, and then they have me, the youngest, that gets nothing. I was born under a rock, they say. They found me under a rock.
We're not disagreeing with that.
I wouldn't disagree. Well, I'm like, why don't you put me back?
That was my question. Like,
put me back? I didn't ask to get picked.
If you found...
I didn't ask to be hatched.
Yeah, shit. I was still baking.
Yeah, you found a dumbass kid on the street. Like, why?
Why would you pick it up? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I drive right past those. I do not pick up. I don't know. Sorry, kid. You ain't mine. Fuck that. I'm not dealing with that.
Mm-mm.
Not today.
18 years sounds like a shit deal.
I'll adopt him when they're 17. 18, gotta go.
Like you did Squanto?
I didn't adopt him when he was 18.
Drafting him right out of high school.
He was 24, something like that.
He's not even 24 right now.
Yes, he is. He's 20. He's 20. He's going to be 27 next year.
Yeah, he's okay? going to be 27 yeah. the way you're going to be 39.
20 fucking 7. That is way past the age I go for, but yeah. He's good. Yeah. 27. Time to turn it in, huh? Just a little bit. A little bit. Turn it in halfway. Yeah. Turn a portion in.
And 10 years ago, when you turned 40, he could have traded you in for two 20-year-olds.
Look, he met me when I was old, so he knew what he was buying.
Depends.
I was old. Yeah. He was buying a used old car, so, like, you're not going to...
It's a lot of mileage on it.
A lot of fucking miles.
Don't tread on those tires.
There's used car and there's rental car.
Oh, you have a rental at work, huh? He has a rental car, yeah, that's the young one.
You were at the junkyard?
No, he wasn't at a junkyard, it was a used lot. It was where the used car
She was that one car that you find in the penny saver for like
your lot
bucks.
Is used.
The one that's all pretty on the outside but all fucking fucked up on the inside. Yeah, that one.
I don't know.
Yep, lift under the hood and it's not good. Anyways. Don't talk about me. Why are you guys talking about me?
You're the one that brought it up.
Let's talk about cooks.
Cookie-licious.
Are you getting sex, Cookie, now that you are moved in together?
It's all right.
How is it? Did it slow down?
No.
What? Are you serious? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? You see that? Mm-hmm. Take notes, hon.
Take notes.
Does that mean you're going to start doing butt sex?
Is that what you want?
Anal?
I'll take it right now. I'll take it in any hole.
She takes off her earphones.
Left
Go
nostril.
Ahead.
Left nostril. Left nostril.
I'll take it she in any hole right
anyone.
About now.
Left nostril.
Right about now, honey. I'll take it in any hole. Because I ain't getting it in any hole.
Just
holes.
Shoot it straight up there.
Sorry, hun.
This will be a whole lot easier if you just lay back.
Sorry, hun. I do. I lay there so pretty on my pillow.
I meant up your nose.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what I told my prom date. You can say no all you want. This is happening.
You know what? Fuck that. I'm going to start doing that, huh? Fuck that.
Take charge.
That's it.
Take
you know what?
Charge.
Pepper is coming back, the old Pepper. I'm going to start raping, and I don't give a fuck. No means no. No,
when did
I don't
you
think
stop?
So.
She I went stopped. To H. Weinstein High School.
I stopped after I had a child. I stopped.
In K. Spacey Elementary.
I stopped. I had a child, yeah. Anyways, but that's it. You're getting raped. Fuck that shit. I've heard no for too long. I'm entitled to that, right?
Wow.
To rape?
Yeah. Raping your own person? Like, that's your property. It's your property. Why not?
It's your property.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Go
like,
on.
Like, you know, you own that, so why not? If I want to pee on it or fucking rape it, it's okay.
Fucking R. Kelly Jr., what the fuck?
R. Kelly Jr. needs to come back. Yep, ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Ain't nothing right with it either.
Oh, really, Cookies? Who told whose boyfriend or fiance to get the pillow ready for tonight?
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
I did.
Babe, get the pillow washed up and clean to bite it.
She clearly doesn't understand how that works.
Yeah.
That's so cute, though. I know he has to tell me, but, like, yeah. I'm telling you today. You're supposed to tell me that. Get the pillow ready.
But that's not what he said.
What did he say? Get the pillow cleaned, right?
He said when you get home from work, the pillow's going to be all clean and ready for you to bite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're supposed to say that, but I'm going to say that to you tonight.
Clean, pressed, and ready for you to bite, I believe was the exact phrasing.
Yeah, that's it. Someone's getting raped tonight.
I didn't say all that.
I know you didn't. You don't rape. I didn't say you did. I rape. I don't care. I'm coming back. Fuck that. 2020. Rapist is back in action. No means yes, motherfucker. I own you. That's what it has to be. Now it came down to
Pepper,
that.
2024. The more they say no, the more they mean yes.
They do. They do. I know deep down inside their little hearts they do. Yes. Fuck
we'll
me.
See.
That should be your sign off for the show. And until next week, folks, the more they say no, the more they mean yes.
Fuck me some more. That's what they mean.
Wow.
Cookie, am I getting too nasty for you?
No.
Your little virgin ears. Oh, I miss Cookie. You need to come around more often.
Well,
meaning like my house.
We'll see.
He's like, never, bitch, you're dirty.
I'll pass.
Never.
He's all, when I feel like slumming it.
Yeah.
What?
Slumming it.
No. Slumming it isn't Pico anymore.
As in fraternizing with the ghetto people.
Yeah. The ghetto is never in the house. Anyways.
It's so sitting to the left of me. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. To the right of me.
To the left of you? You're gonna let
from the
talk?
Windows to the walls.
To the sweat drop down my ski, motherfucker.
Cookie, you're gonna let him talk to you like that? Like, really? You're ghetto? You're not ghetto. Tell
a little
him.
Bit.
A little bit, huh?
A little bit.
You gotta have a little ghetto-ness.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what makes it fun.
I know who I am.
What are you doing over there?
Playing with the cord.
Oh, I'll play with
well,
this.
You're gonna get to see him next. Next week, because what we're going to do is we are going to have a special Thanksgiving Day game day edition of Rice and Beans. It's probably going to be another two-part episode like the
gobble,
last big
gobble.
Game day that we had. So you can expect games like Would You Rather, A Bullshit Artist, How Well Do You Know, and we're going to have a bunch of other games.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh, I love that game. I'm a champ at that one.
We said we weren't going to talk about the after party games on the air. What did we say?
This chair.
What did we say?
He brought it up. I didn't. I'm just for it.
Pepper's favorite game, Musical Fists.
Woo! Yeah, turn the music off. Psh. Sit on that fist. Can it be on my chair?
Anyway, so we're going to be dropping like little clues and hints and you know, the different games that we're going to play and the types of questions you can expect to hear on our social media throughout the week. So go ahead and check us out there, or Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Go ahead and get at us, and we will be back next week. So until next week,
take a I was copying yours, sorry.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna make my own. Give me a second. You know I'm a little slow. What was I gonna say again? Say it. Help me. What did I have to say?
Until next week, folks.
No!
Pepper's mom and I shag on the regular.
Fuck you.